It is work in progress in for the Musers this morning. Appreciate you sticking with us. We'll be here till 10 o'clock. He is Matt Birmingham. He is Justin Montemayor. I'm DJ Ringeberg. We've got an 840 bit coming up at, you guessed it, 840. But first, I was on vacation last week.
What?
Yeah, a lot happened in your chair while you were gone.
Man, did it.
I kind of heard. I just saw the reactions, and it seemed like there was pretty good times happening while I was gone.
Yeah, Mr. Azad brought it.
That's what he does.
He mumbled the lyrics to Wild Wild West.
Oh, yeah. Do you have that saved in there?
It's somewhere in there, yeah.
Okay, see if you can find it.
What a corgi, actually.
It's awesome.
Well, I can't do that. There's no doubt I can't. And sometimes you just need a vacation, you know? You work hard up here, just dealing with Bob and Corby and Dave all the time. Just very stressful.
Yeah, man, you earned it.
A lot going on.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've been on vacation, a couple months.
God. Somehow, you've gotten all of Norm's vacation days since he's left. It doesn't make any sense. You've been on three or four vacations this year alone.
You know, it's funny. In 3 weeks after the guys are all back, I'll be on vacation again.
Oh my God.
Maine and Boston. I gotta go see what's going on up in the Northeast.
The where is not the big deal. It's the how. How do you keep pulling this off?
Y'all have the same amount of vacation that I do.
No, you must have some sort of dirt on Cat or something.
I take one sick day and I gotta call Mary Berner and explain myself. Yeah.
Anyway, because the woman I live with is full-blown Hispanic.
Whoa.
We often like to venture down to the land of Mexico.
All right.
How much is she talking and you're sitting there?
100%. I can't tell you how many blank stares, because I look just Mexican enough where they think that maybe I speak Spanish, but the look I give them back when they're talking at me and I just... All right, I heard you say one word that I know, but nothing else.
Yo quiero el carne asada, por favor.
I don't even
la empanada.
I don't even do that. We know where the empanadas are. When you do that, I feel like then you're inviting them to speak to you back in Spanish. So I have to explain to the girlfriend, because she says, you know enough to basically communicate.
Not really.
No, you don't. I know you well enough that you don't.
Not really. I could memorize how to order my enchilada platter, but if they ask me anything back, I have absolutely no idea. Then it's confusing. You were just speaking Spanish 1 second ago. Now you got nothing. It's just easier for her
to,
you know
how
to
say,
take care of it.
Queso on uno, chili con carne on the other one. This is a very esoteric thing that you and I know, but most people don't. Most people don't know what it's like to be Hispanic, throw out the little line like you're talking about to a Spanish-speaking person, have them speak Spanish back to you, and then be devastated that you can't reply.
Yes.
That you got nothing.
Absolutely.
They called your bluff. They sniffed you out as a fraud.
I had it a few weeks ago with our wonderful custodial woman, where I told her, Buenos dias.
Oh, no.
Oh.
And she instantly started rattling off. She was so excited that she thought I spoke Spanish and that she could talk Spanish with somebody. And I was like, sorry.
Yeah.
Janet.
Got nothing.
I do the bad thing, too.
Tor?
Where I will try to put a little extra stank on, like rolling my R's or something, to really put up the facade. And then they throw one line back at me and it just crumbles.
Yes. There's absolutely.
Nothing. Pero...
That said,
Muerta.
We went to Puerto Vallarta.
Whoa. All right.
I cannot roll my R as well.
That's good enough.
I sound ridiculous.
Puerto Vallarta.
Puerto Vallarta.
But I will say that whenever you go to the big destinations Grande. Like that, or Cancun, the Grande locations, locaciones, maybe, you really shouldn't be intimidated if you don't speak hardly any Spanish. You could absolutely get by with zero Spanish. If you're staying at a hotel, even if you're not staying at a hotel, anyone who works in the service industry in these places, They almost all speak at least passable English.
Yeah, I mean, at those type of places, like you said, Cancun, wherever, they're designed for people from Nebraska to operate there for a week.
You're not the first white people that have been here.
Right.
They know how to deal with it, and it's all good.
Now, if you go to Monterey or something,
yeah,
might be a little different.
Yeah, absolutely. And it just depends on the person. But most adults that you come into contact with, it's perfectly fine. And the people are great. The beaches are great. Our big thing that we always do the last two times we've gone is we don't do a hotel. We do an Airbnb. And they've got endless condos that are just right on the beach, essentially. So the place that we've stayed in the same building the last two times. $95 a night, by the way.
Wow.
Not bad.
That's pretty sweet.
For a peso conversion?
Times 17.
I can't do that.
It's so much better than a hotel where you've got your own kitchen, you've got your own, there's just not many people. I don't know that we saw one other person near us the entire time, like going up to the room from the beach, because the place that we go to, it has beach access right downstairs.
This guy rented out an entire condo and beach?
Yeah.
$95 a night.
And no one to hear your screams bordering on pain and pleasure.
Hold on to that one.
Oh,
so
no.
The beach that we were on, essentially, it's called Playa Las Gemelas. Gemelas.
There's the white side of DJ poking his head
yeah.
there.
It's a little bit south of downtown Puerto Vallarta. And it's pretty awesome. We did not do a lot while we were there.
Did you ski?
We didn't ski. I almost parasailed.
No way.
Did you boogie board?
Didn't boogie board.
No boogie?
There's no reason to boogie board. I just like going out and floating in the ocean and then just sitting on the beach.
Did you buy one of those like sand surfboards that no one ever takes home?
No, but you see all of that stuff. You see paddle boarders out there. You see the not wakeboarders, but jet skis and banana boats and their
banana hammocks.
There were some banana hammocks out there. You see, the big thing too is if you have a party big enough, you can rent like a yacht, and then the yacht will take you from beach to beach to beach down the coast for as many hours as you want. So you'll just see a boat pull up. You'll see 10, 15 people in life jackets get out and just kind of float towards the beach. They'll hang out on the beach a little bit, get a drink or something, and then they'll just get back on the boat and they'll go somewhere else. So the cool thing about this spot that we go to, though, is none of the beaches are private in Mexico. They made it a law, I believe, that you can't have a private beach. So even the beaches that are in front of the resorts, essentially, there's always a small access for anybody to go down to it. But for whatever reason, this beach on the side that we go to, the public doesn't go there. So
nude beach.
Every time, this is not a nude beach. Every time we go, at most, there's 30 people split between laying on the beach and being in the water.
That's manageable.
It's like there's hardly anybody out there. It's so good. It's so much fun. One thing annoying me, though. Actually, a few things.
The other 28 people?
Yeah.
This may be an HSO. Women don't get in the ocean. All they've done...
Are they afraid of sharks?
I can't tell you how many...
Of the moon?
How many people went out to the beach, did a little photo shoot either right in front of the water or with their feet in the water, and then they just leave. They're there for 10 minutes, and then they're just gone. And I don't really understand what the appeal of that is. Are the likes really worth it? Are they... These were not... No offense to these women.
Okay.
You sound very pro-woman right here.
They did not look like they had millions of followers on Instagram
what
or anything
that
like that.
He's saying they'd sink if they got
the ocean. No, I'm just saying they looked like fairly normal people that were just taking pictures.
In what way? In that they share a body type with Zach Martin?
Zach Martin is super strong even in his advanced age, so that would be a compliment if someone, maybe not. You know what I'm saying. It doesn't, they don't necessarily look like models or Instagram models, but they're out there kind of treating it like they're models.
So you talked to them and were able to understand their inner beauty for...
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
I'm judging them from a distance.
From traditional...
And then I'm trashing them in my platform here.
Did your lady companion get in the water?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
She likes the water. But she's from Puerto Vallarta, so she's into
She's a local?
She, yep. It's not a local, but her family all lives there, and she's from there.
All right.
So it's definitely a thing.
Well, I'm glad she's one of the women that are not afraid of...
Being seen with you?
Or, well, she has to go down to Mexico so no one she knows can see her. But I'm just glad that, yeah, she's not worried about... You know, chum in the waters.
I've taught her well. I did find a restaurant that I thought Monty would appreciate. As I pull up the picture.
Let's see, did Kevin James eat there?
This is work in progress, Justin Montemir.
Our friend Justin.
DJ Ringenberg, Matt Birmingham.
Popeye Jones eat there.
Good reset.
Thank you.
Our friend Justin is a big fan of empanadas.
Boy, is he.
No, devil.
Eats them almost every day
every
for the
day.
Restaurant below.
It's never caused
work.
An injury like
my legs are sore.
It's hurting him.
It's hurting
it's
me.
It's hurting him, but not me.
I found an empanada restaurant in TV, and I sent y'all a picture to see if y'all would be like, oh, that's empanadas, that's Monty. But it's got a little twist.
So this is Bienvenidos, welcome,
Thank you.
The Empanadas House. Which, by the way, I just noticed the dress this lady's wearing is an empanada.
It's pretty awesome.
Are you pointing out the fact that it says it's LGBT co-owned?
I am. So if you would have been joining us, you could have dined on some pride-friendly empanadas. As I came to find out, PV is a very gay-friendly area.
How about that?
Yeah. So, regarding this restaurant, what was the pivot? Was it empanadas first, then pride, or
then
was
inclusive?
It... Yeah.
I think they bring you in with the empanadas, the delicious food.
But they keep you there with the...
The friendly smiles and the, we understand you, and it's all good.
All right.
I thought that was fun. I don't know why I had to stop down to send y'all that.
So how are
it's
the
just
empanadas
that empanadas
there?
Were a big deal in the last few weeks of our lives, at least, and then you just so happened to come across an empanada restaurant.
Well, we don't know if he did that.
It made me think of you.
Thank you.
And
did you
know,
bring me one?
No. I did not. You cannot bring food back. I guess I got to zoom along here. I got super sick on this trip. And this is maybe our own doing. Kind of got sick of Mexican food a little bit. We went to an Italian restaurant
in
Mexico.
That's where the best Italian food is normally found, in Puerto Vallarta.
You say that, but I bet if you go in the average Italian restaurant kitchen here in the Metroplex, it's not going to be some guy named Luigi that's making your spaghetti, if you catch my drift.
No. You know, I found that the best pho in the world is found in the Sudan.
Maybe to make things worse, I ordered pizza from
this
restaurant.
Oh, what are you doing?
And let me tell you, this was maybe the best pizza I've ever had in my life. However.
Was it just like the Mexican pizzas I get here?
No, not the Taco Bell Mexican pizza.
Although, was it made out of a Cheez-It?
Although those are great in their own way, in their own right. It was not that kind. But later that night, not feeling great.
Oh, no.
And I haven't been sick in Mexico in a long time. It's probably been 4 or 5 years. Since I've had anything where I felt bad there from food. Not bad, though. You understand. It cycles through you, whatever. Don't know what it was. Made the mistake, though, of going back the next day for the leftover pizza.
Ooh.
I have been... saddled with crippling diarrhea ever since. And the only thing that has remedied my issue has been simply not eating So yesterday, this was 2 days ago, two evenings ago. So crippling. not last night, the night before is whenever I was really feeling bad, when I was full liquid, if you will.
You go through a screen door.
Yeah.
Yeah. For lunch yesterday, our last meal there, I ordered.
You had a calzone?
I ordered. Yeah.
A stromboli.
Give me the 10 taco plate this time.
It can't get me twice.
Yeah, what are the odds? There's no way I'll get sick again. I had oatmeal with fruit with like half of a hash brown in this restaurant.
Buddy.
And we were kind of sitting there after. I feel okay. 10 minutes later.
You're sprinting to the beach?
Luckily, we were seated right next to the bathroom. And my girlfriend is smart because she said we should not leave the restaurant for a while because the public bathrooms in PV...
Not great?
Not somewhere you want to be saddled with crippling...
While you're turned into a human jetpack?
Yes. Just not ideal. Not much privacy. Just not not what you want. But yeah. Very shortly after, I was very sick once again.
So you've been fire hosing Mexican pizza since
then? Is that why you keep leaving the room?
I tried a little bit ago. I got nothing in my stomach.
But you keep drinking coffee here.
Yeah, I don't understand that play.
It was either be asleep or deal with the consequences.
I have to wear a
diaper. We'll have to deal with the consequences.
If I even smell coffee. And you've drank 3 cups already.
I'm doing okay. Although...
The plane ride would have scared the hell out of me if I had that going on.
I did have to use the facilities while on the plane.
Ugh.
Which I don't remember the last time I've sat on a toilet on a plane.
Sick brag.
They're getting smaller. Or I'm getting bigger. First of all, I could barely turn around in the
bathroom.
Would
you fill up the bowl?
Narrow. It was not great. Needless to say. But it was one of those where I got no choice. We got like an hour to go on this plane ride and I need to go.
You filled it with beef stock.
Yeah, he had to go to his barf bag afterwards.
I had it close. I was ready to go because I was also, on top of all this, I was just kind of nauseous also.
At both ends.
Yeah. I was butt nauseous and stomach nauseous and mouth nauseous. Everywhere I was nauseous.
He's just running around Puerto Vallarta just trying to speak English or Spanish to somebody to try to find a restroom.
¿Dónde está el baño?
But we made it back, so we didn't land until after 9 o'clock last night. Booked this trip before I knew we were filling in here this week for the Muser, so not great timing. Could have used a buffer day. Didn't have a buffer day.
So what terminal bathroom should we avoid at DFW Airport this morning?
But that's the thing. Bomb? I had so little food in my stomach that there's nothing there. And yeah. I think that's the only thing that's really stopping it, because I still don't feel good. I still don't. I'm not hungry at all. And it's been a long time since I've eaten anything.
Watching you nibble on an almond earlier was a
I tried to eat a little trail mix.
Yeah.
And I immediately started not feeling good. So
oh my God.
I just can't even do it.
Well, everyone pray for DJ as he was running around Puerto Vallarta screaming mucho marón trying to find a bathroom.
I also got y'all gifts that maybe we'll do it in the corner.
Okay.
Hopefully he washed his
like
hands.
I like gifts.
Because I was thinking about y'all.
Okay.
In Mexico.
It's not pizza, is it?
Yeah. It's not pizza.
Okay, good.
And despite the crippling diarrhea, 2 thumbs up to Mexico.
Okay.